All right.
I want to reiterate what's in not only 1514, but it is also in the Charter, as I stated, under Article 1.2, the Equal Right and Self-Determination of Peoples. This term was voted upon to ensure that our equal right and self-determination for peoples under colonial occupation, particularly as non-self-governing territories, includes those of us indigenous peoples who have the right to claim the Declaration of Non-Self-Governing Territories. While paragraph 23 of the DDPA says, we fully recognize the rights of indigenous peoples consistent with the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity of states, I'd like to point out that sovereignty and territorial integrity of peoples falls within the category as stated in the study on treaties, agreements, and constructive arrangements by the late Professor Miguel Alfonso Martinez, stating clearly that territorial integrity of peoples of us recognized under Article 73 of the Charter remains intact. Therefore, us indigenous peoples who are recognized as independent, as was asserted, and that of which we fully realized and exercised, remains intact. So this is also stated that even in the declaration, those people who may have or acquire future status, since we already have this status, you cannot place us in the category of indigenous peoples who are functioning within the territorial integrity of a state. So I enter this, and I would like to put this in the report that this was mentioned, and I can write a small paragraph to ensure that it is reflected. Thank you, Mr. Chair.